Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Small business owner, you're special among Americans. You are a latter-day pioneer of our society and truly one of America's heroes.
Welcome back, heroes. It's 13 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. 888-822-8255. That's the phone number if you'd like to call us. If you have a question or a comment, anything at all that you would like to ask, if you would like to agree or disagree with me about anything. But now, if you can't disagree with my guest, because she is my guest. She's a nice lady. Although I wouldn't try it because she can be pretty tough sometimes. Beverly Williams, the president. Well, she has a nice side too. Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Business, is our guest and our very good friend. Thanks, Beverly, for joining us again.
Well, thank you for the introduction, I think.
You think? I always like to keep you off guard a little bit.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim. I've been called feisty and I've been called a rebel and probably a few other things I don't know about.
Beverly, I want to welcome some folks to the show. Okay. Actually, I want to introduce ourselves to their area, I guess I should say. But we picked up a couple of new stations. Some new stations have picked us up, I should say.
Fantastic.
Yeah, WLTH out of Gary, Indiana, has 1370, I think, on the AM dial. Out of Gary, Indiana, Edward Sanchez and all the folks up there, want to thank you for airing our show. We really appreciate that. Looking forward to working with all of you, as well as KYET, Williams, Arizona, which is very near to Flagstaff. If you don't know where Williams is, most of you know where Flagstaff is. And that's Power 1180, KYET, out of Williams, Arizona, 10,000-watt station out there. Thank you very much, folks out there, for listening to us. And please let us know if there's anything we can do to help. And don't forget to listen to Richard Katzenberger's show later this morning. Beverly, let's talk about business resources. I think that's what you had on your mind today.
It is. I've had an opportunity over the last, since the last show, actually, to talk to a number of groups and to do a lot of networking, and it still amazes me that people don't know where the resources are to help them with their business.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it would be helpful, perhaps, as either a reminder to those who are aware of where some of the resources are and a good pointer for those who haven't thought of it before, to tell them that right in their own hometown, they have just loads and loads of resources available for them, either online or in their local area at government offices and libraries and chambers and so forth. So
mm-hmm.
wanted to talk a little bit about that today and let people know there's lots of help available for them.
I just wanted to say that folks, there, some of this stuff that Beverly's talking about that's available, don't beat yourself up if you aren't able to find it, if you're frustrated about it.
Mm.
It's not intuitive, is it? I mean, it's
right.
It's not intuitive that you would know where these things are.
Mm-mm.
And that you would know all you need to know about business. I remember the first time somebody talked about knowing about business.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they said it as if this was something new to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I had grown up in it my whole life. It had been so much a part of my life since I was really a child. I mean, I was doing business when I was a little kid. And so I remember thinking, and then I met some people who were older and more successful, but they were in another discipline. They were medical or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't know anything about business.
Right.
And I remember thinking, I thought everybody knew this.
Uh-huh.
But you don't.
No.
And if you've been working for someone else and you've gotten downsized and now you're going to start a home-based business or a small business, things that you need to know are not intuitive. You need to ask people for this information.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'll just one more thing, Beverly, and I'll let you talk for a minute. The thing is that so many people think that they should know this.
Right.
That's the problem, and they need to ask. And never before, you and I grew up in a time, you and I came up in business at a time when it wasn't all that easy to find the information we
mm-hmm.
need. Today, there's no reason not to get the information that you need. There's too much available.
Well, not only that, but I think it's important for people to understand that I think the way we are made, regardless of who you believe made us, the way we are made allows us to need and want the information when we have the need for it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't know everything. I can sort of refer to the way I read books, particularly resource books. I will buy a book, and I do not sit down and read it from cover to cover. It will go on my bookshelf, and when I suddenly come up and say, you know, there's got to be a new way of doing that, or a different way of doing that, or something I haven't done before, I will go to that book, look in the index or in the table of contents, find out where that subject's covered in that book, and then I'll sit down and read that chapter.
That's the beauty of a resource document.
It is. Absolutely. It's there when I need it. If I didn't have the book, I could go and to the library and find it. I could go online and search by that subject. The point is that I don't have to know it until I need to know it.
Right.
My brain won't hold all this information anymore. So you're right. It don't beat yourself up if there's something you didn't know. Just be glad that somehow you found that there is information there that's going to be helpful to you when you needed it.
Can we talk about resource books for just a second then?
Sure.
You just made me think of something that I think is really important. My audience knows that I introduced them to a lot of resource books.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the books that we have on this show are resource documents in some form or fashion, if not completely, at least partially. When you need something, start collecting these books.
Mm-hmm.
And you may only need one chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Out of that book. Only one chapter might speak to you right now. Go ahead and buy that book, because before long, you know, before too much longer, you'll need more of those chapters.
Right.
And there was one book that we reviewed earlier, I think earlier in the week, and I actually said, folks, if you go to your bookstore and they don't have enough of these books and they're splitting they're tearing the book apart and only letting you have a chapter, please ask for chapter 6. Tell them you want chapter 6, because that's the most important chapter, I think, you know, in the book. And so don't worry that you know, if you're not buying a novel.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you're going to start with, you know, it happened on a dark and stormy night.
Right.
And ends with they all lived happily ever after. That's not the way they work.
Well, and I think the other problem today, and it's a good problem to have in some respects, particularly for small and home-based businesses, is that there's such a wealth of information. When I started my business 12 years ago out of the home, there were maybe half a dozen books about home-based businesses.
Yeah.
Now there's half a dozen shelves.
Exactly.
It's a little overwhelming.
Congratulations, folks. It's a good time to be a small business owner, isn't it? 20 after, we're going to take a quick break and be back with our very good friend, Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, AAHBB, 888-822-8255. One of the problems that home-based businesses have had over the years is a lack of respect. And one of the individuals who's been working tirelessly, diligently, and quite successfully, I might add, to help raise the level of everyone else's consciousness about the validity of home-based businesses is our good friend and our guest, Beverly Williams, the president of the AAHBB, American Association of Home-Based Businesses. And Beverly, on behalf of home-based business owners, I want to thank you for the work that you've done.
Oh, well, thank you.
One of the things I'm going to let you get into some of the other resources that you have on your mind, but I want to stop for a second and talk about asking questions. One of my goals on this show and everything that we do here is to help small business owners and dreamers do something that is also not intuitive is not the right way to say, but it's the kind of thing that is not something that people like to do as much as they should. And that's ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
One of my goals, and I mean this is one I'm right up on top of my list, is to make it cool for small business owners and small business dreamers to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Not to feel like you should already know the answer, that somebody's going to say, you know, I can't believe you ask a question like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't. This is a two-parter, Beverly. You should not be afraid to ask the question. Remember what they told you in kindergarten: the only stupid question is the one that didn't get asked.
Right.
Same thing in business, but that's number one. But number two, make sure that when you ask the question, that you've done a little bit of the work yourself, so that when you ask a question, it's something that's worthy of the time of the person you're asking. Make sure you've done a little bit of work yourself so that you know something. Don't just ask a basic question.
Right.
I'm not sure if I probably didn't say that well. Let me give you an example. Someone said to me once, someone asked this question of me. I'm thinking about going into the restaurant business. What manufacturer should I use to buy my food products from?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really couldn't help them with that question. See, what they should have done was to say, I've got three manufacturers that I have found. What's the best way to negotiate with those three?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Something that I, not knowing about their business and where they are, something I could actually help them with.
Exactly. And those kind of questions are, when they're industry related particularly, are a perfect question to go to people in your Chamber of Commerce and say, I know there's other restaurants who are members here, and you probably know them better than anybody else. Who would be the most likely to be willing to talk to me
mm-hmm.
about the restaurant business? Is there an association of restaurateurs in this area?
Very good.
Go to the local library. The reference librarian is there specifically to help you find the answers to your questions. And she is going to be very happy if you go and ask questions of them. And I shouldn't say him or her. There are both male and female there.
Mm-hmm.
There is a wealth of information in the library, and it's free to everybody. Most libraries nowadays have computer systems to help you go online, and a librarian who helps you figure out how to do that if you've never been online before. I think that's probably the biggest thing that holds people back, as we mentioned earlier, is thinking that they should already know how to do this. The computer, particularly for people who haven't been involved in it or only have used it as a word processor or maybe an accounting program but have never been online, there are still people who have not done that. They haven't had a need before, and now the need has arisen, and they may be too embarrassed to admit that they don't know how to go out and search the Internet.
Yeah.
There are lots of places you can go and ask those questions, and the library is one of them.
There are a lot of different libraries in your town, folks. More than likely, there's the public library. There's probably an excellent library in the local institution of higher learning, junior college or liberal arts college or whatever in your area. There may be a library in your Chamber of Commerce. If there's a small business development center near you, they've got a library.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably excellent.
Right.
And I want to talk about the Internet a little bit more when we come back after this break, Beverly.
Okay.
It is 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. 888-822-8255. It's cool to ask a question. Go ahead and call 888-822-8255. It's 33 after. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest. Beverly, tell us a little bit about the AAHBB.
Well, it's a national nonprofit membership organization that I originally formed in 1991 as a local group that was for the support and advocacy and education of people who ran businesses from their home. Went national in May of 1994, and our very inexpensive membership fee of $30 a year, which provides you with various tangible benefits and a whole lot of intangible, such as representation on the federal level and sometimes the state level.
It's a steal.
Issues.
$30 a year is ridiculously low.
It is. We may have to raise it just to sound more reasonable.
Well, you know, seriously, price point is a very important aspect of a business.
It is. It
but no, I we're teasing because I appreciate you guys keeping that so low. And one of the ways she keeps it so low, folks, is she doesn't drag a big salary out of this thing.
I don't drag any salary.
That's my point. And so, I mean, you're talking to a dedicated individual, folks, who really cares about what you do. And those are the kinds of folks you want to hang around with.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. But it's not just me. I'm not the only one here. I have a board of directors, and all of us are home-based business owners ourselves, and we are all volunteers.
Yeah.
We do it because we do indeed want to see the industry succeed and have the respect it should have.
Tell us how to contact you and how to join.
Well, they can go online at www.aahbb.org, O-R-G, and there is lots of information there, including a getting started page and membership application and lots of other things. They could call us at 1-800-447-9710, and there's a menu of options and information available on that voicemail message as well.
Okay. Thanks, Beverly.
Thank you.
And we'll give those numbers out and website out again later in the hour, folks, so if you didn't get that down, get your pencils ready so and our pen and paper ready so you can write that down. Beverly, I'm thinking of someone who's out there thinking, okay, I'm not real happy with my job. I would like to do my own thing, or I just need some more money. I'm not going to quit my job. I'd just like to have some more income, and I think I'd like to just get started with something. And they're saying, where do I start? You know, you talked about the libraries, and I think that's excellent. I definitely think you should go and do that. But something that I'd like to recommend that you do is that you go ahead and invest, if you don't already have one, go ahead and invest in a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you've got an old computer, and I'm talking about a three or four or five year old computer, you probably even need to invest in a new computer, one that's faster and has better access. Get hooked up to the internet and just start doing some research. There's so much out there that's available to you from the privacy of your own home. You don't even have to tell anybody you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn so much. There's so many places that you can go and ask questions and get answers and research. Wouldn't you think that to do that for 6 months, 12 months, whatever, just to get smarter about about business in general and about the specific industry you want to go into?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest problems with the internet is it has become so big that it is a little overwhelming. And one of the things I'm going to recommend, and I'm sure you would do the same to your own one, but that is to go out to your website and listen to today's topics. And when you get your archives up, to go in and listen by topic. So if they're looking to get started in a business, if they're looking for home-based business information, if they're looking for financial information, your site is going to have all of that very well organized by now.
Well, thank you, Beverly. It's true. And by the way, folks, as I said earlier in the very top of the hour, that site is on the way to you right now. It's rippling through the system right now and should be there any time, any day now. It may take 3 or 4 or 5 days. I'm not sure. It's a little slower than it used to be. But I will tell you that when that site gets up, Beverly, there's about 14 or 15 home-based business archives there.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of them, virtually all of them, have the lilting sound of Beverly Williams' voice on them, and her wisdom, and so as she said, check those out, listen to those. And they're all about 30 minutes, and I didn't intend for that to turn into a commercial, but I do believe that it's going to be a great resource for you. But just to show you how even-handed I am, there are a lot more besides my site.
Right, you're right.
The AAHBB site, there's iSquare.com, Bob Sullivan does a great job with his site, Wally Bach, BachInfo.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's on and on and on. There's just so many of them. And they're all focused on small business. And eventually you'll find the ones that focus on small business the way you want to focus on small business.
Exactly. There are yellow pages on the web.
Yeah.
There are certainly search engines, depending on which internet service provider you're using and what program. They all have some sort of a search engine where you can put in some keywords, and the more specific you are, the better, and come up with just hundreds and hundreds, in some cases thousands, of websites that in on those words. Some of them may not be anywhere near what you want,
right?
But there'll be lots and lots of resources there.
Speaking of search engines, just to give mm-hmm. one more little bitty plug to let people know, the archives on my new site that we were talking about has a really cool search engine.
Mm-hmm.
And all you do is, if you don't find what you want in a major category, all you do is type in a name, a date, or a keyword, or something like that. And it'll give you lots of different choices.
Right.
Everybody stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, we're going to continue to talk about small business, home-based business resources. And Beverly's got a list of quite a few more that we're going to talk about. When we come back after these messages, it's 39 after the hour, 888-822-8255. Stay with us, please. www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's my website. Check it out. just to remember the name of the show, put the normal stuff on the front and the back. And Beverly, give us yours as well.
www.aahbb.org.
Check that out, folks. You will not regret it. Beverly, you got some more resources to talk to us about.
Oh, I do, and I want to just give people a quick list of some of the places that I found on the internet when I was doing a search a couple weeks ago, actually about a month ago. Just out of curiosity, decided to go out and do a search on various things, and I came up with a www.busymom.com.
I like that.
A resource for work-at-home moms.
I like it.
www.bigstep.com, which is a new site that helps you design a website for free.
Mm-hmm.
Takes you point by point through things. www.point.com, which gave me a side-by-side comparison of cell phones.
Wow.
That I was looking at.
How about that?
And it allowed me to compare apples to apples.
Did you find one that does that for computers?
Wouldn't that be nice? I'm sure there is somewhere.
I heard of one of those, but CNET, is it CNET? I think it may be CNET. I'm not sure.
Okay.
CNET.com. Check that one.
All right. Then I certainly found the www.ftc.gov, which is the website of Federal Trade
Commission. Oh, yeah. We've had those folks on the show before.
Right. And we've talked before about the fact that they have lots of information about some of these business opportunity scams and how to be careful of those.
That's exactly what we've covered on the show before. We've had them on to talk about cramming and spam, and there's a couple of other things. Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, the www.sba.gov, which is the website of the Small Business Administration.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something, folks. That is a monster site.
It is.
I have a link there, by the way.
Good for you.
And it's so big, you got to hunt for me. It's huge. It's unbelievable. It's a great site.
Yeah.
And it really is good.
Well, another place that I found, because I was looking for some information on, they're called labels, but they're not the traditional mailing labels, and I found www.wizard.avery.com.
What is that?
That information from the Avery.
Oh, yeah,
label
the Avery
company.
Folks. Uh-huh.
Right. And there was lots of information there. I found the Small Business Advocate out there.
You did?
I did. When I looked for small business resources, the Small Business Advocate came up on my search engine.
I'll be darned. That's good to know.
I made up a list of these actually for a workshop I presented a few weeks ago, and my comment on this particular site was good small business advice from people who have been there, done that, and I think that's important. Then I also found the Yellow Pages, www.yellowpages.com. So there's such a variety of information available, and it takes a little time. In fact, you'll be amazed how much time you're spending on the computer when you start doing some search, because there's so much to see that it's really a wonderful resource.
You can spend, you need to expect to spend without any kind of rebates or anything. You need to expect to spend if you get one of the little bitty computers like an iMac or something like that on that level or a corresponding PC. You're going to spend around $1,200 or so for a computer, maybe a little bit less. And if you want one with a little more capability, you're going to go on up into maybe $1,500 or so. But Beverly, there are $400 rebates that you can take advantage of that comes right off of the price of your computer if you agree to sign up with their ISP,
right.
their service. Their internet service provider.
Right.
But you do have to spend $21 a month for a contract of a couple of years or so, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on which program it is. But you're going to have to spend that for any ISP.
That's right.
So it's a good deal if you're not signed up with an ISP, or if you can change, it's a good deal for you.
Right.
And that gets you down to, so when you see a computer that's on sale for $800 and it's all this capability, it's probably a requirement that you sign up for their ISP, because it's probably $1,200 or $1,300 minus the $400.
Right, but it may very well be a really good investment.
Oh yeah.
Both the computer and the ISP. You always have the option of changing when you've finished your commitment to them. If they're not really what you want, I'm sure they'd love to hear from you if they're not fulfilling a need. But there are lots of ISP providers out there.
I'm going to make
Internet Service Provider is what ISP stands for, mm-hmm. just in case there's people who don't know.
I am going to make a bold statement here, Beverly. I don't know if you agree with me or not, but the most important investment, I mean the absolute number one most important investment that I made back in the 80s when I, as I moved toward owning my own business, was buying my first computer. That's been a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
but continuing to upgrade, continuing to get better and better at computers. And I'm going to say that if you want to be as successful as you can be in a home-based business or a small business, any small business, you need to invest in a decent computer right now.
Yes.
Would you agree with me?
I would agree with you. There certainly are businesses that don't require a computer as part of your business operation, except if you're going to keep your accounting records in good order, if you're going to spend the least amount of time trying to handle those types of jobs, your computer will save you a lot of time and money. And for research and information, it's great.
My first four employees lived in my computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean by that?
I sure do.
I mean, I operated a five-person operation for 2 or 3 years before I hired a real live breathing employee. They were all in my computer. Stand by, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back with Beverly Williams. We've got our motor running with Beverly Williams, president and founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, and we are born to run. Right, Beverly?
That's right.
54 after the hour. Anyway, I'm laughing because that's not Beverly's favorite music.
No, I'm running my mouth.
Beverly, tell us your website one more time. I want people to have the maximum opportunity to join your association.
Oh, well, thank you. It's www.aahbb.org. And our 800 number is 1-800-447-9710.
Cannot have a conversation about home-based business resources without putting the aahbb.org at the very top of the list, folks. It all starts from there. Go there and then fan out to the rest of the world, but launch your research from the aahbb. Please check it out.
Thank you.
Okay, what are some other ones?
I wanted to just finish up by reminding people that if you don't have access to the Internet and or you find yourself staring at a computer screen too much, there are other places and ways of getting the information you need and want, and that is by getting out of the office and networking, going to chamber events, going to other business events. There are lots and lots of business groups in various areas that you need to go. Check them out, find out if it's a fit for you. But when you go to these opportunities, go with a question in mind. It helps break the ice when you're networking.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if you walk into a room and at the check-in desk, you talk to people and you say, you know, I'm looking for somebody who might know something about. And more times than not, the people at that check-in desk know the majority of the people who are coming and can guide you to somebody, introduce you to somebody. A great way to start a conversation and you get something you need.
And if you've done a little bit of work, homework yourself, so that you haven't asked them to basically form your idea for you,
right,
then these are people who remember how it was when they were where you are.
Right.
And you'll be amazed at how many people will sort of take an interest in what you're asking, because
mm-hmm.
they would like to see you be successful, because they see a little bit of you of themselves in you.
Right.
It's amazing. It's a really interesting and very neat thing to see happen.
Right. And don't forget that there's in almost every city government an Office of Economic Development. It may be called Department of Economic Development or something that has
mm-hmm.
to do with the local businesses. And they are usually a very good resource for you as well. Depending on the size of them, they may house the Small Business Development Center, or they may have other resources
yep.
like SCORE available for you.
Exactly. Yeah, we didn't mention SCORE.
Right.
SCORE, that's what
Service Corps of Retired Executives.
That's right. I always forget how to say that.
Yeah.
And SBDC, Small Business Development Center, folks, is typically will be found in a university or a college somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that All that information is in the back of a book by Harold Lacy called Other People's Money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a third of his book is just state by state where all those things are.
Right.
It's a tremendous resource.
That's great.
But I like what you said about other people being a resource. Resources aren't just found on the computer and on the internet and in books. Resources are also human beings
mm-hmm.
who've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think talking to people who have been there, done that, is the greatest resource of all. And the people who are willing to share and mentor new small businesses, I applaud them, because it's reaching down to help those coming from behind when you've reached up and somebody's helped you.
Well, Beverly, you are the personification of what you just said, and we got to go for this hour. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here, Jim. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Got to go for this hour, folks. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.